This is the Game Act Hotline for March 26th, 2005, Episode 27.
Hey, paisanos, it's the
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your source for all the latest video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke. So glad you could be here today, the day after the GDC. Well, I want to go ahead and tell you guys, GDC was great. We got to hear a lot of things from all the different companies and get to learn a little bit more if you're wanting to become a game developer. First off, there was Nintendo talking about the Master Drive, or the also known as the Sega Genesis, and also TurboGrafx-16 games going to be offered at the Revolution. We also learned about Sony. They were going to talk about PS3, so we got to learn a little bit more. And then also Microsoft gave out the XNA tools, which might not really be anything big for us gamers, but trust me, for the people who are programming the games, this is a huge, huge help, especially when you want to train your Xbox 360 games into PC games and also for making sure things are running very smooth in your company. But let's go ahead and let's get into the real gaming news today. So let's start it. Microsoft working on portable system. It looks like Microsoft is creating a portable game player with movie and music capabilities. The project is being started by Jay Allard with Greg Gibson, system designer for the Xbox 360, and Brian Lee, the finance chief for Xbox Business, in the team. The release date is estimated to be sometime in 2007. Our next news story, Dell buys Alienware. Early this week, rumors were finally found true when it was announced that Alienware was purchased by Dell. Alienware will keep the executive team and will be known as a standalone unit. This is great news for AMD fans, as Dell is well known as an Intel-only company, and Alienware has a big AMD selection. Our next news story, PS3 will be region-free gaming. It was announced at GDC that the PS3 will be region-free for games. This will allow the players an opportunity to play European, Australian, Japanese, and American games all on the same system. Alright, our final and biggest news story, Sony ends PS1 production. Sony announced on Friday that they will no longer produce the PS1. This ends the 11-year run of the gaming system, with over 103 million units sold, being PlayStation or PS1. Though Sony will no longer sell the system, it will be available on the market. Sony commented that it was because of the PS2's backward compatibility and with the new PS3 being released this year. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our top rentals at Gamefly.com. Number 3, Black. Number 2, The Outfit. And the number 1 top rented game this week, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top sales in Japan. Number 5, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju no Naoketeru Otana DS Training for the DS. Number 4, Eigo ga Nigata na Otana no DS Training, Eigo Duke for the DS. Number 3, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kinshu Moto Naoketeru Otana DS for the DS. Number 2, Oide yo Dobutsu no Mori for the DS. And the number 1 top sold game in Japan, Final Fantasy XII for the PlayStation 2. Alright, let's go ahead and let's look at ourselves and the UK from last week. Number 5, 24, The Game by Sony. Number 4, Buzz, The Big Quiz by Sony. Number 3, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter by Ubisoft. Number 2, Fight Night Round 3 by EA. And number 1 top sold game in the UK last week, FIFA Street 2 by EA. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our game releases for this week. For the Xbox 360, Far Cry Instincts Predator by Ubisoft. Dynasty Warriors 5 Empires by Koei. Rumble Roses XX by Konami. For the Xbox and PlayStation 2, Full Spectrum Warrior 10 Hammers by THQ. For the Xbox, Painkiller Hell Wars by Dreamcatcher Interactive. Far Cry Instincts Evolution by Ubisoft. World War II Combat Iwo Jima by Groove Games. Warpath by Groove Games. For the PS2, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter by Ubisoft. Franklin Birthday Surprise by The Game Factory. iToy Chat by Sony. Dynasty Warriors 5 Empires by Koei. Beat Mania by Konami. For the GameCube, Harvest Moon Magical Melody by Natsume. For the PSP, Untold Legends The Warrior's Code by Sony Online Entertainment. For the DS, there are no DS games this week. Also, there are no Game Boy Advance games this week. For the PC, Blazing Angels Squadrons of World War II by Ubisoft. Call of Cthulhu Dark Corners by 2K Games. Uber Soldier by CDV Software. And our top game for this week is Kingdom Hearts 2 by Square Enix, and that is for the PlayStation 2. Okay, that's it for our news for this week. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll come back with our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hello, fellow gamer. Are you in the Seattle area? Do you want to make video games? Well, Edmonds Community College wants to help you make games and offers accredited game programming classes such as 2D game development, 3D game development, game testing, and PlayStation to Linux programming. You can also learn the languages C, C++, C#, and Java. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit the Edmonds Community College at edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. Let's go ahead and let's get to our game trivia. Well, since it was GDC and there are a lot of developers, I thought we'd go ahead and have a little themed trivia. First off is game makers and their studios. I'm going to name you the maker of games, and I want you guys to tell me what studio do they work for. Here we go. Number one, Peter Molyneux, maker of Fable and the movies. Number two, Will Wright, maker of Sim Games and Spore. And number three, Shigeru Miyamoto, maker of Nintendogs. Okay, let's look at big winners at GDC. These were people who won awards. These are games that won awards at GDC. Number one, this PS2 game has you play with a musical instrument controller and was the feature competition before the Video Game Live concert at GDC. Number two, this trippy platform game from Majesco has you using your psychic powers to help save your psychic professor. Number 3, this PS2 game from the makers of Eco won many awards at GDC and is best known for your fight against a 30-foot monster. Okay, let's go ahead. I didn't have enough questions, so I thought I'd go ahead and pick out Atari Jaguar questions. Here we go. Hopefully you can get these. Number 1, this PC port from id Software has you fight hell with a shotgun, rocket launcher, and a BFG as some of your weapons. Number 2, this first-person shooter lets you play as two of the biggest horror movie creatures or a marine, and has a movie with the same name that came out in 2004. And number 3, this platform game from Ubisoft has you play a weird character with no neck, no arms, and no legs, and can helicopter glide. Okay, let's look at our final question. You know, the Inquirer had an interesting article this week. A while ago, they said that it will take at least 800 megabytes of memory just to run Windows Vista. Now, after installing Far Cry and Battlefield 2 for testing on a computer with a 4 GHz processor and a GeForce 7800 GTX video card, how much memory does it take to play a regular Battlefield 2 or Far Cry game? I want to know how much memory, okay? Let's go ahead and let's take a commercial break, and I will give you guys the answers. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Stop! Don't shoot!
Do you have something less painful, maybe?
A crossbow?
Too messy.
A grenade launcher?
Ouch.
How about the taser?
Yeah, a taser wouldn't be bad. It might leave a little rash mark.
Siren Builder 2 is rated M for mature.
Excuse us, Mr. Logan!
I'm Steve Stanger, host of The Mac Attack. The Mac Attack is a weekly podcast all about Mac tips, tricks, and hints, and anything else I can come up with to help you out with your day-to-day Mac use. Each week, I cover different tech topics that range from backing up your important files and securing your Mac, the basics of troubleshooting your Mac and OS X. I also discuss the new hardware offerings from Apple and other companies, shareware, freeware, and must-have software, wireless networking, and system maintenance. I also read and answer listener email and a whole lot more. So please join me every week on The Mac Attack. For more information about the show, surf to www.themacattack.us.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get into our video game trivia. The first category was game makers and their studios. Number 1, Peter Molyneux. And the answer is, what is Lionhead Studios? Number 2, Will Wright. And the answer is, what is Maxis? And number 3, Shigeru Miyamoto. And the answer is, what is Nintendo? You know, he is the one who made Super Mario Brothers, but you already probably knew that. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to our big winners at GDC. Number 1, this PS2 game has you play with musical instrument controllers. And the answer is, what is Guitar Hero? Number 2, this trippy platform game from Injesco had you use your psychic powers to save your psychic professor. And the answer to that was, what is Psychonauts? And number 3, this PS2 game from the makers of Eco won many awards at GDC. And the answer is, what is Shadow of the Colossus? Okay, let's look at Atari Jaguar games. Number 1, this PC port from id Software had you fight hell with a shotgun, rocket launcher, and a BFG. The answer to that is, what is Doom? Number 2, this first-person shooter lets you play as two of the biggest horror movie creatures or as a marine, And the answer is, what is Alien versus Predator? And finally, this platform game from Ubisoft has you play as a weird character with no neck, no arms, or no legs. And no legs. And the answer to that is, what is Rayman? Okay, let's go ahead and look at our final question. The Inquirer had an interesting article. They were talking about how much memory it will take to at least play Far Cry or Battlefield 2 on Windows Vista. And the answer is, what is 2 gigabytes of RAM? That is just in-freaking-credible. That's just way too much. I don't think anybody has 2 gigabytes unless you're a serious PC gamer. So, and that just seems a little bit too expensive. Hopefully, when the Vista does come out, which has now been said to be in 2007, it will actually have to need less memory. But you never know. But anyway, let's go ahead and let me tell you, you can visit our website at www.gameaddicthotline.com if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or if you have any video game trivia that you want to go ahead and share with me. You can also email me those things at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley, become friends with us at Podcast Pickle, or subscribe to us through Yahoo Podcasts. But that's going to be it. I am just tired from GDC, so I will have another show for you next week. So until then, turn your video games back up and have a great week.